we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Friday to you, Brevard County. My name's Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God. You're listening to the Refresh radio program here on WMIE 91.5 in Cocoa, Florida. And you may also be listening on WWBC 1510 AM, which you can also catch on 99.9 FM. I only have AM in my radio, but I can catch myself on the rebroadcast on 99.9. And so we want to thank you for tuning in and making this broadcast a part of your day. And we pray that it will be a blessing to you and to your life. So tonight is a very special event and outreach that is going on, not in Brevard County, but in Volusia County. Here for our 65th anniversary service, we had Jerry Hill with us, and she challenged our congregation to have a heart for the lost and a heart to seek God and a heart to see people raised up and discipled to go and reach more people with the love of Jesus Christ. And if you missed the opportunity to hear her, she is going to be ministering. Her son-in-law, who I did not get to meet, her daughter was with her, Kelsey. And Kelsey is married to Nathan Morris. And Nathan Morris and Jerry Hill are going to be ministering at an event. I believe that it's called Hope for Volusia or Hope for Daytona, something like that. It's going to be in Volusia County. It's going to be at Jackie Robinson Park. And you can go online if you check out Jerry Hill's Facebook page. You can get more information, but that will be tonight and tomorrow night, June the 23rd and June the 24th. And I can tell you, she did not sugarcoat her life, her testimonies, her struggles, her challenges. She was very, very real with our people. And, it was just a real blessing. And so if you would like to, be a part of that event, if you missed what was going on down here and you have to go to Daytona Beach some this week, check out the events, Hope for Brevard or Hope for Volusia or Hope for Daytona. I seriously can't remember what the name of it is called. But that'll be taking place this week, and pray that God births a fire for evangelism in your heart and in your life. I want to say thank you to Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284, 321-759-3284. If you need help with your air conditioning system, I mean, I wish that I could tell you that we are towards the end of the heat of summer, but in actuality, we are just at the beginning. And so if your AC is not working, give Bill a call, 321-759-3284, if you're in the central part of Brevard County. And so he works another job as well, but he's been doing this for a long time. And so if you need somebody to come out and take care of your system in the central part of the county, he can get you fixed and up and running. He is just a tremendous blessing to this community, and we can say thank God for that. So, this coming week, I will be preaching in my home church in Oklahoma. Tim Garrison will be filling in for me. He's going to be preaching the word Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. And we're looking forward to what God is going to be doing during that time. So he's already taken care of the Wednesday night, but he will be preaching Sunday morning and Sunday night this coming week. So praise the Lord. Let's get into the book of Galatians, shall we? Yesterday was an atypical broadcast. We read through the entire book of Galatians just so that you could hear it. And so if you want to go back, you can check on WMIEFM.com. You can go down to the Listen on Demand feature. You can type in yesterday's date, June the 22nd, 2017. Click on that date. It will give you a pop-up of the various archived programs. At the bottom of that list, or towards the bottom of the list, will be Refresh with Bob Arthurs. You can click on that, and it will automatically start playing that broadcast. You can do that for any date that is archived. There may be a few here or there that they weren't successful at being able to archive, but for the most part, they are there, and encourage you to take advantage of that if you happen to miss a broadcast. We're going to begin today talking about our progressive walk in the Holy Spirit, the relationship that we have with the Holy Spirit, and how it is supposed to be progressing. It is supposed to be maturing. The Spirit of God wants to reach and impact more and more areas of our life. And so today I want to take you to chapter 3, and I'm going to read the first 14 verses, and then we'll get into researching this and talking about this to an even greater extent. Galatians chapter 3, verse 1, O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed among you as crucified? This only I want to learn from you. Did you receive by the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit? Are you now being made perfect by the flesh? Have you suffered so many things in vain, if indeed it was in vain? Therefore, he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Just as Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Let's drop down to verse number 11. But that no one is justified by the law in the sight of God is evident, for the just shall live by faith. Yet the law is not of faith, but the man who does them shall live by them. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. And so I want to start at the beginning here, if you will, and that is, the Father had an intense desire for you and I to be reconciled to Him. The plan for that reconciliation began even before man had sinned and cut off fellowship with God, before Adam and Eve had chosen that which they should not have chosen, and they lost that which they did not wish to lose. And so I'm telling you, bad choices have consequences. But God said, I am going to ask my Son to be the lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world, because I have people that I am going to raise up, that I've got a purpose for them. Before they even exist, I have a purpose for them. When Jerry Hill was with us, she explained that her life was a life that many people would think, well, you can't have any redemptive value in that. There is an evangelist that I know that he shared that his testimony, that he came into existence because his mother needed some money, and she provided some services for an individual in exchange for money. And as a result of that encounter, he was born. And I thought that that was about the most difficult circumstance that I could think that that a person could be born into. And he was very thankful that he wasn't aborted because of that prostitutional encounter. And instead, he was redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. He was adopted into a family of believers, and they trained him up in the ways of God. And now he is preaching to thousands and thousands of believers all over the globe. And all of that happened from a very unlikely beginning. And then when Jerry Hill was ministering, she testified to us that she was conceived because her mother was raped as a young lady, and she never knew her father. And she talked about the very difficult upbringing that she had. And I want you to know that the beginning doesn't have to be the defining moment of your life. The beginning may not be glamorous, but God has a purpose in your existence. And I'm so thankful that Jerry's mother did not have an abortion for her, because God has used that child, who is now an adult with adult children and grandchildren, to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to thousands of people in youth groups in America, in churches across America, in mission field in Argentina and Spain and Russia and around the globe. And now she is mentoring people all around the globe. You see, the beginning wasn't good, but God had things planned for later on. Should man make wrong choices, God says, I am going to turn the curse into a blessing. And so your circumstance, your situation, it might not look good, but I'm telling you that God is still on the throne. And don't you give up on him, because he's not giving up on you. God has a good and wonderful plan for your life, and he wants you to know him. And so Jesus said, Father, I will go. You can send me, and I will be the Lamb that takes away the sin of the world. And he came and he offered himself on the cross. His body was broken. His blood was shed. They crucified him. He cried out, it is finished. Father, do not hold this against them. They do not know what they do. Father, forgive them. They do not know what they are doing. And he breathed his last and he died. But then he was raised to newness of life. Before he went to the cross, he said, it is expedient for you that I go away. It is in your best interest. It is beneficial for you that I go away. At the right hand of the Father, I'm going to be interceding for you. I am never going to stop praying for you. When I talk about the sounds of heaven, the sounds that fill heaven are the praise and the worship for the character of God, the holiness of God, and it is also the sounds of the prayers of the saints. I'm telling you that if you are crying out to God, he is not ignoring you. He is listening to you. He is crying out for you, and he's paying attention to those prayer requests. The saints in heaven say, how long, O God, how long? When is the answer going to come? And he says, I haven't forgotten you. The fullness of time is coming, and I am going to answer your prayers. Heaven, I believe, is a sound, is a place that is filled with the echo of the prayers of the saints, golden bowls filled with the prayers of the saints. And I want to ask you, how full is your bowl? How full is your bowl? And I'm not just talking about quantity. I'm talking about quality. You see, because I can have a bowl and it can be full of something and something fall into that. And it's like, oh, I don't want to have anything to do with that. I'm not talking about quantity here. I'm talking about quality. Are you giving God your best? Are you communicating with him? in a relationship of love? Are you saying, God, I love you, I praise you, I want to know your plan for my life? Jesus said, I'm going away and it's expedient for you. It's in your best interest. I'm going to be praying, but it is also expedient for you because if I do not go away, the Holy Spirit will not come. And you have to understand that the Holy Spirit is assigned several responsibilities. He is assigned, first of all, to convict the world of sin. You and I we need to recognize what a blessing it is when the Holy Spirit begins to move in a person's life and they begin to deal with the matters of the heart, the matters of sin, and begin to produce in them that work of repentance. I call repentance the very first blessing from God. And you can't have a secondary blessing until you have that first blessing, that blessing of repentance. Repentance is not a bad word. It's not an ugly word. It's something that every one of us has to do. And so we welcome the ministry of the Holy Spirit at Merit Assembly of God because we have a heart to reach the lost and we need the Holy Spirit to empower us. We need the words that are going to touch people's hearts. And the Holy Spirit will give you the words to say at that point in time. We need the Holy Spirit because he's going to do signs and wonders. We need the Holy Spirit because he's going to quicken our mortal bodies. We need the Holy Spirit because he's going to deal with the matters of people's hearts. And so it all begins with that. Christ came to redeem us from the curse of the law. And the Holy Spirit, he comes alongside to guide disciples into all truth. And he comes to bring comfort. And so I want to just tell you that you and I need the Spirit of God. And it says in verse 13 that Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Jesus said, told the disciples when he was ascending to heaven in Acts chapter 1, wait in Jerusalem for the promise of the Father. You shall receive power to be witnesses. So we need to realize that the Holy Spirit is the promise of the Father. The Holy Spirit brings an awareness. I will also say this. As I'm talking about, the Holy Spirit brings an awareness of sin, that we are supposed to proclaim the truth in love, but we need to allow the Holy Spirit to do what the Holy Spirit does, and that is bring about change in people's hearts and lives. So yesterday, as I was reading through Galatians chapter 1, verse number 19 of chapter 14 jumped, or chapter 4, there's only six chapters. Galatians 4:19, my little children, for whom I labor and birth again until Christ is formed in you. I want you to know that it is great to have your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. That's phenomenal. It's going to change your eternity. But the Holy Spirit is working in you and I so that Christ is formed in us. That the anointed one of God is formed in you and formed in me. And so thank God that it has a beginning. Jesus came so that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit. That is we receive Jesus at salvation. Thank God for that. Jesus said, I came to redeem you so that you could be empowered to live a completely different life, a higher quality of life than you ever imagined. Jesus is the baptizer in the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit points people to Jesus. And Jesus brings us to the Father. And so in Acts chapter 2, Peter told the congregation on that day that the promise of the Holy Spirit was for them and for their children and for all those who are afar off. So let me ask you, how many of you would like your children to be walking in the truth of God's word to the uttermost? You don't just want them walking in partial truth. You want them walking in complete and total truth. And so it says here that the Holy Spirit, it says in the Gospels, that he will guide us into all truth. We need that. I want my kids, my grandkids, I want the people that they deal with to have a harvest of souls in the community. And so I need the Holy Spirit to be ministering. I want that harvest. So I'm praying for the Holy Spirit to be dealing with the people that I'm going to come in contact with. Because do you realize that on the day of Pentecost, Peter did not have to give an altar call? Do you know what it said? They cried out as Peter was preaching, "What do we have to do to be saved? What do we have to do to be saved?" The Holy Spirit was working in them to will and to do God's good pleasure. And so in verse number 5 of Galatians chapter 3 here, it says, "Therefore, he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith?" And so I would simply ask you, if you are hesitant about the ministry of the Holy Spirit, because I'm Pentecostal. Somebody called us here a couple of weeks ago, and they asked us, they wanted to know where our church was. They talked about coming to the service, and they said, "What type of religion are you?" And I said, "We're Protestant Pentecostal. That's who we are." And I say that unapologetically. But I will tell you, as a Pentecostal, that there have been some excesses. There have been some things done in the name of being Pentecostal and being Spirit-filled that didn't bring glory to Jesus. You might say, "Well, how do you explain that?" And my explanation is very simple. There are three spiritual dynamics. There are three spirits that have influence in the spirit realm. And there's God, there's the Holy Spirit, and everything that he does is good. Everything that he does is perfect. Everything that he does is beneficial for us. So we always want to do what the Holy Spirit says. My regrets in life do not have to do with the things that I did. My regrets in life are the things that I know that God wanted me to do that I never got to accomplish because I didn't avail myself of the opportunity during the season of that opportunity. So my goal is to miss fewer and fewer opportunities that the Spirit of God opens up for me. So, there is also demonic spirits. And demonic spirits, they're going to twist the truth, distort the truth, take away part of the truth. There is going to be half-truths that are told. And you don't ever want to do what the devil wants you to do. He will do everything he can to steal the seed, distract people from their pursuit of God. His motives are always anti-Christ. You don't want that. But there's that third element, and that is the Bible talks about prophets who prophesied out of their own spirit. And I will tell you that the ability to discern between the spirit of Bob and the spirit of God, that is the most challenging voice to distinguish. Because there have been a lot of times that I heard something and I said, "Man, that is exactly what I wanted to hear." and then it did not produce the results that I thought it was going to produce. And I had to go back to the throne and say, God, I came back wounded, not enhanced to what happened. And it wasn't until, I don't know, maybe 13 years ago that I realized that sometimes what I thought was the Spirit of God was the Spirit of Bob. My daughter has this uncanny ability. And that is, she moves in and out of dialects and of ways of speaking English that is uncanny in my family. I'm lucky if I can speak English well. I adapted a little bit, but she can move out of British. She can move in and out of Southern drawl. She can move out of her normal speech pattern. She can even throw in an Eastern European type of speaking English. She's just got these amazing vocal cords, and she moves in and out of it. And so it gets hard to discern her voice. And so I want to challenge you to make sure that you're hearing the voice of God, because your spirit will lead you astray. Your spirit will say, that's exactly what I wanted to hear. And so I challenge people to make sure that the spirit that you are following is the Spirit of God and not your own carnal desires interpreting the voice or trying to mimic the sound of the Spirit. And that can be a challenge. So, but I want you to know that when God gives the Holy Spirit, He gives good and perfect gifts. He gives you the Holy Spirit because He pertains to life and godliness. He gives you the Holy Spirit to make sure that you and I are living a holy and empowered life, that we are going to impact this community with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so verse number 3 says, are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, are you now being made perfect by the flesh? The Spirit of God is the flash point. He's the beginning point. And His job is in your life and my life is to bring us to that place of discipleship where Christ is formed in us. If I ask you today, are you content in your life with the formation of Jesus Christ inside of you? Would the answer be absolutely, or would it be, I've still got a ways to go? Holy Spirit, do great and mighty things in us. Continue to work in us until Jesus Christ is formed in us for the glory of God. God bless you. See you Monday right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
To be a man for my King. Nothing, Lord, is hindering the passion in my soul.